Welcome to Oh for the Love of Geeks, starring Alicia and DJ. Remember, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily scientifically proven. Except, of course, if the facts are from the internet, because as we all know, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
You know me, I'll jump in. I am scared. Okay. You want to give it a few more minutes, or...?
It's 3:52 now.
So, I might as well start.
Yeah.
Okay. Won't me, just so we know where we're at, time-wise.
Let me turn my R2 to go off.
I'm on our trusty timer here.
Here with us just a minute.
Oops, stopwatch. Reset. All right. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Don't forget to put your microphone in front of you.
Oh, okay.
Because Lord knows I talk over you every time.
Okay, in case you have wandered into the wrong room.
Which happens.
My name's Alicia.
And I'm DJ.
And we do a podcast called Oh for the Love of Geeks.
And we also...
We also run a singles club. We're on Facebook. It's open to gay, bi, straight, poly, transgender. It's open to everybody. We've got a variety of people in the group. It's a St. Louis sci-fi and fantasy fans.
Singles
meetup group. So a mouthful. I had flyers. I don't have them with me. We will spread them out through the hotel if you want to pick them up. We do meetups twice a month, sometimes more than that. We do a gaming night every second Saturday of the month at Heroic Adventures in Edwardsville. And then we vote on a meetup and a date for the rest of the month. So I guess to get started, we can talk about...
We're here today is we're here to kind of give you guys some ideas. Starting off, if you are single, some ideas that we have found have worked for us and some of our friends being in the fantasy group that have worked for us, especially in this day and age with geek dating, a lot of it's online texting, things like that. So there is, there is protocol to doing that sometimes a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of the ins and outs of how to do that, where to go, how you should behave yourself. And a lot of this stuff does fit for when you're at cons to meet people, but it's also outside of cons, just in the everyday world. And so understand, we don't know any of you guys, but you do understand that we take for granted that all geeks are introverted.
Yes.
And socially awkward.
Yes.
Believe it or not, even though we're in front of you right now, we are, she's not that introverted. I am. I'm extremely shy, which is amazing. One-on-one, I have panic attacks, but I'm also a college professor, so I can get up in front of a huge class and teach. No problem. If I got to talk to you one-on-one, forget it. I will swallow my tongue and pass out. So we just kind of take for granted that everyone else is like us, a little socially awkward. So we've done all the hard work for you, hopefully, and we hope that the tips that we give you can help you find the true love of your life.
Right.
So Alicia's going to start off. I'm going to let her start with the if you're single, here's what you can do.
Or poly and looking
and
there.
Poly. Well, I consider poly kind of eternally single. in a way.
These are basics, so like we said, forgive us if you already know all this. But again, we go on the premise that we deal with socially awkward, introverted people, and sometimes people just don't know these simple, basic things. So, again, if it's a little basic and you already know it, we apologize. We just kind of assume people don't, just to cover everything. The first thing we talk about is where to meet people. If you don't know this already, there are all kinds of sites online. OkCupid is one. It's free. Reddit for Reddit is another one. I've not done that one, but I have had friends do that one. Geek to Geek, eHarmony, Match.com, Tinder, and FetLife. Those are all different places.
Can anybody hear on any of those sites?
Okay.
Have you gotten very good results?
Yeah.
There may be a reason for that.
Right.
It's just if you have a certain kink and maybe you might be able to find someone who also has the same kink. So it's there for you.
I hope so on FetLife.
Yeah. I know FetLife has meetups. I know they have a couple different groups and they have different meetups. So there's always a possibility of meeting somebody there. I've not tried Tinder. Tinder is kind of a hookup thing, and that's
for
me. So.
No, I did Tinder. That was enough.
I've had friends who've done it, and again, they've not had success, but you know, you never know. So.
Yeah, if you want to hook up, Tinder is awesome. If you're all about the appearance, Tinder is awesome. You definitely will get the beautiful people, and they're ready to get down and dirty as soon as you meet them.
Plenty of fish is the same kind of way.
Oh, yeah. I used to be on that, too.
Let's see. So once you decide on a site or you want to do multiple sites, you want to think about your profile. Username. If you don't already have one or maybe you want to change your profile, think about your username. You want something that kind of shows your personality and your likes. I'm not on OkCupid right now, but mine is Miss Lucky Geek. So.
Mine's Companion Donna. And I still do have my thing, even though I am actually connected. I've pair bonded with someone already. But I do keep my profile up simply because I use it as a marketing tool now. And we've gotten lots of people to our site because I have links to our podcast and to our group on Facebook. And we've gotten a lot of people who've come to my site, seen those, and came to visit us there. So I do use it as a marketing tool.
I think I should do that, too.
It doesn't hurt. I still get messages from people who obviously can't read the first line that says I'm dating someone. But anyway.
I think some people don't, but you kind of get that.
You're thinking you have something else
in mind. They might. And then I very quickly correct them and say thank you. But hey, come on over because I have plenty of friends in my group you can meet. And they're single. And
but, you know, as a common person, stop asking people who are single and start asking for a deal.
There you go.
Very good. Exactly. Very good. Self-essays. Some people, and actually, there's a really good TED Talk on this. I don't know if anyone's familiar with TED Talks. There's a really good TED Talk on this, and she does, it's all about dating and how she created her profile. She did all this data, and
she kind of did this, like, self-imposed algorithm to, like, make the results work for her, and it's really, do you remember her name?
I don't, but it's a really good TED Talk.
I think the name of it is like How I Hacked Online Dating or something like that.
Yes, I think that's it.
And so if you go to TED Talk and look up, like, I think her name's like Amy something. It is an awesome TED Talk. It really is.
But she said with smarter people, we tend to write more. And some people tend to overlook very long profiles. So try to keep it short. Try not to be negative, you know, that especially people read into that. And if you have a sense of humor, make sure to show that. Because I don't know about everyone else, but if somebody can make me laugh, they're already attractive to me. Like sections. You want to be very thorough. People do look that over. I especially do that. I don't know if everyone else does that. But I kind of try to look to make sure we have things in common. If somebody is very avid into sports and something like that, that might not be somebody for me. I have all my geek, my authors, my movies, my TV shows. I have it all listed. So if you look at my profile, it definitely shows and speaks to who I am and what my interests are.
So for some of you guys that are on, do you look at any of that stuff? Good.
Good.
I mean, especially for, like she said, the higher intellect people, you know, we tend to go see, what are you reading if we're readers? What movies, if you're a movie geek or, you know, whatever, like a foodie person, you know, that is important. And I have come across so many profiles where they've got a flipping novel at the beginning. And then when you get to the like section, which is where I jump to immediately and look to see, do we have, because I'm a big music fan, I look to see, do you have any bands that I like? And are any of them like obscure bands? Because that will grab my attention right away.
Yeah.
If you like something that I know not everybody likes, then I automatically feel a connection with you. And so many people skip over that section. And then I might message them and say, hey, you know, I see your profile's looking a little lean, you know? And they're like, yeah, I don't have time for that. But I don't have time to talk to you. If you don't have time, because basically, your profile is kind of like a job application.
Yeah,
or
a resume.
And a lot of people don't look at it that way because that's the first thing someone's going to see. Actually, the very first thing they're going
to
see is your photo.
But
the next thing they're going
to
look at your resume. And if you would never walk into a job and say, I don't have time to fill out a resume. Well, then they don't have time to give you an interview and hire you.
Right.
And that's the same thing with dating. And a lot of people don't look at it that way, but it's very true.
Right. Make sure to kind of talk about what you're looking for, not necessarily everything that you don't want. I see this a lot in profiles where people would post, you know, I don't want this. You know,
I don't want games. I don't want psycho chicks. I don't want players.
Yeah. So try to maybe, you know, I'm looking for a serious relationship. If you're poly, you make sure to bring that up. Those type of things.
That's never an issue.
If you're looking
for
friends with benefits, if you're looking to hook up, whatever, make sure to list that somewhere in there so people kind of have an idea of where you want to go. Because
that's the thing about poly people. We commend poly people. They are the most honest people.
They are so upfront.
Yes. Like, we are poly.
Yes.
They don't hide anything, and I really commend that.
Right. Photos. Dee just also a photographer. So photos are very important because, like she said, it's the first thing people look at is your photos. So if you are going to do a selfie, you might want to make sure that you've got really good lighting, you've got clothes that are flattering. The best thing to do would be to have someone do your photos, but not everyone has that option. Maybe have some friends take some good photos of you. Things we don't suggest is don't put your kids in the photos. I've seen that. Far away, what we call the Sasquatch photos, where they're so far away you can't see the person. Don't do
and
that.
And then that's their main photo. And I go, oh, okay, fine. I go into the other photos, they're all Sasquatch photos. And I'm like, okay.
And if you are in a poly relationship, we think it's okay for you to include your partner, because if they're going to be included in the relationship, that's okay. Now, messaging. A lot of people are very hesitant to message. They want people to come to them. If you wait for people to come to you, you might wait forever. A lot of people, especially geeks, like we said, are introverted, and they don't like to make the first move unless they know someone is interested. So don't be scared to put yourself out there. The worst thing that's going to happen is someone will say, no, not interested, or they're going to ignore you. You just got to roll with it. Hopefully they're not rude. People sometimes are rude. It happens.
Boy, are they ever.
But you got to not take it personally, and just because you're not for that person doesn't mean you're not for someone else. Let's see. If you like what they say, message them, even if you think they're out of your league, because you never know.
Yeah, you should see the hottie I got, and I, in no way, shape, or form, thought I'd ever get him, and somehow I got him.
My wife is a model, former exotic dancer, and gamer.
See, that's the thing. You can't judge by looks all the time, because you may have, like, the ultimate geek who would just love you to death, and she doesn't look like she's, you know, in your league, but sometimes teenage angst movies do come true. I'm living proof of that. I have a very good-looking guy. I don't know how on earth I got him, but I did, and he just adores me, and I adore him, but
he's very attractive.
I've never had a boyfriend where women... anybody here go to the first night, the Doctor Who first night up at the Science Center? We were there because we're huge Whovians. I had women stopping me left and right like, he's really good looking. I'm like, yeah, why are you stopping me? Like, how did you get him? I don't know. But yeah, so I took a chance.
Ether.
Well, most people, when you look at my boyfriend, you go, how did you get him? And then they talk to him, and then they know exactly how I got him.
He's very shy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Message and text etiquette. This one, a lot of people fail here, even people that you wouldn't think wouldn't. First of all, don't be inappropriate. I don't know about you, but I
slow your roll because we're doing
good. Oh, we're doing good? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you don't want to start out with...
You're the dick pic. Enjoy.
Basically.
Yes, thank you. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Yes.
I could tell the story. Well, let me tell the story about the one dude. First message. I really like that photo of you on your knees looking up at me. Okay. Well, I do the selfie thing. I'm a photographer. I'm a big girl. I know this angle makes me look better. So I'm thinking, well, maybe he misunderstood one of my photos. So I wrote back and I said, well, thank you, but I don't think I have a photo of me on my knees looking up. And he said, well, no, you don't, but would you like to come over tonight and I'll take one? And then I said, no, thank you. I don't appreciate it. I'll call people out. And I said, no, I really don't appreciate that you spoke to me that way. You're a complete stranger and I don't appreciate that. It went really bad at that because his response back was something like, well, you know, with that type of attitude, you ugly bitch, you'll stay single forever. You're right. And moving on. So, yeah, that's people, inappropriate.
Yeah, and some people show themselves pretty quickly in situations like that, too. You definitely.
And you dodge the bullet. And yeah. I need to learn to watch my
exactly.
mouth because this isn't an After 7 panel.
Oh, okay.
They usually put us after 7 or so
yeah,
because my mouth.
In that respect, though, it's better to stand up for yourself at the get-go than kind of wait until it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's my belief, too, even though that was, like, the first thing in, I could have just completely ignored him, but I just did not feel like it. I'm like, no. I don't care. I am going to say something because that is completely inappropriate to say that to me or anyone else.
This is something we discuss in the singles group, in the Facebook group, too. There's a variety of single men and women. The women tend to be more vocal in the group than the men, but we do talk about that. And one of the things we do talk about is some of the messages that we get and how inappropriate they are.
And I have it in my profile that says if you send me something inappropriate, I will tag it, and I put it all over the internet. Because I'm mean, and I will, and I do, all over, not even just our singles group, but I stick it in my blog, I stick it on my Facebook page, I will Twitter it, I do screen caps, and I send them out. I might take off your name, and I may put something over your face, but sometimes I don't.
Yes. Yeah. And again, that's because, like I had said, and this is true for not only introverts, but for women. Women have kind of been taught that the man should be the one to make the move. And in this day and age, there is no reason why that should hold true. There is no reason, if you're a woman and you're interested in someone, that you should not approach them. Absolutely
you can approach
not.
Them. Don't attack them.
Yeah.
Don't attack them. Don't be like, some guys might like a super aggressive girl, but especially in our community, the geek community, most of the guys, at least that we know, no, they would not like a wholly aggressive woman. That would just totally make them, they'd pee on their keyboard.
My wife, she is very, very aggressive, and she gets more guys go, and run.
Yeah.
Just because she's like, hey, I'm interested. You want to go hook up?
And they're like, what?
And they're like, I don't know what to do, and leave.
Right, right.
And that's, it's kind of sad in a way, but
yeah.
Because she's your woman. It is kind of
issue. Well, you did say she's highly attractive, too, so intimidating, too.
She wants a lot of adult confidence. Since she stopped dancing, she's gained a little bit of weight. So she's growing
back. But it's all about the base.
And then the last guy that she tried to hook up with ended up trying to physically attack her.
And we talk, I don't know if it's in our thing, but we talk about, especially at cons, we will, at the creeping section, about the creeping and the male privilege thing, and guys don't understand that. We'll get to this in just a second. This is a give and take.
Right. Pet names. I cannot stand when a message starts out with, hey sexy, hey beautiful, hey whatever, hey pumpkin, hey, not the first message. If we've gone on a couple dates and you find some cute little name for me, then it's okay. But right away,
I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't know you. You don't know me. And it's not quite degrading, but it's just,
it is disrespectful. I know, I come from the world, I used to be in nursing. And I did it for 15 years, and that was something that they drove home. You don't walk into somebody's room and address them, hey, sweetie, hey, grandma. You address them as Mr. Smith, Mrs. Brown. If they say, oh, please call me Gertrude, then you can, but it's very disrespectful to not address somebody in a proper way until they correct you. So I guess I pulled that in.
The question is, not that I've ever done that, because I feel the same way, but I do have a problem with when you ask somebody, how do you address? So knowing how not to address it,
you don't even have to address it. A hello, hi, how are you? You don't necessarily have to put a name in.
Mine because it was companion Donna, which is a Doctor Who reference. A lot of people didn't catch on, so they're like, hey Donna, and I would immediately say, my name's not really Donna, but thanks. A lot of times, what I would do because I don't know somebody's name and I don't want to. Sometimes it's like, hey, user 234, you know, I don't want to do that. So I'll find something we have in common and I may say, hey, hello, you know, hey, hello, Whovian, you know, fellow Whovian, or hey, you know, such and such, and just try to be funny in that respect. Or something like that. So I'm not really being degrading, but I'm pulling up that I've looked at your profile, so obviously I picked something out, and, you know, and, or hey there, or what's up, or, you know, I mean.
I always start out with a hi. I saw we had this
hi.
Comment.
Yeah. Hi is good.
Or
hi is
yeah,
good.
That's what I usually that's my line right there. Hi, I saw we had this in common. You know, would you like to get to know me better? I'd like to get to know you better. Would you like to talk about this or something along those lines?
I know sometimes it's hard to get over that wanting to be formal and saying dear sir, you know, whatever. But I guess in kind of messages, I think it's okay, you know, just stay there, blah, blah, blah.
Reverse of going to in
there, I mean, there is to a point, but I think sometimes it's better to just err on the side of caution. And just be a little cautious. I don't know about being too informal. I mean, honestly, we're on a dating site, you know. I mean, formalities need to be kind of pushed off to the side.
Yeah, but okay, I'm equating a little bit of informality to the most overtly cheesy. Like, you have a Doctor Who thing in there. Somebody says, let's go run in my TARDIS for a date. What do you say?
Oh, I've gotten that.
I'm just saying, to me, that's almost trying to partish.
Yes and no. I don't know. I guess it is personal preference. But I liked it when I was getting messages. If it was someone who made a Doctor Who reference, no matter how cheesy, because I've gotten, like, if you go online and you find a cheesy Doctor Who pickup lines, and they're horrible. They are horrible. But if somebody would send that to me, I kind of thought that's endearing and cute. The thing that drove me nuts is when they were someone who was very obvious was not a Whovian and attempting to use that to get my attention. Then it drove me insane. If you're a fellow Whovian and you're, you know, or even know just a little bit about it, and you make a reference to the, you know, do you like, you know, Mad Men and Blue Boxes? To me personally, I think that's kind of cute and funny. I like really cheesy, funny guys. So to me, that would get my attention. There may be another, you know, female Whovian or male Whovian or whatever who would absolutely hate that. But you take your chances.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
I'd rather you use a cheesy pickup line than to open your message to me with, hey, sexy.
Yeah.
Or hey, big boobs or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Please no.
And I think, again, you need to find what works for you. I mean, just because we do it a certain way,
yeah,
doesn't mean it's necessarily the right way. I what you said, that would grab my attention. I would respond to that. So, you know,
any time the come and take a ride in my blue box that ever worked, if you don't blue cube.
Oh, I mean, I have friends who have TARDISes, you know, full size TARDISes, but
oh yeah.
But
yeah,
in a way too, if it's super stupid cheesy, that gives me the opportunity to come back and go, oh man, that was bad. Try again, you know, and it opens up a dialogue for us to kind of,
yeah,
and then you can come back and say, I know it was really horrible, but, you know, I just really, I see you like Dr. Hood, I just really want to talk to you, and I couldn't think of anything better. To me, that's endearing. To me, not weakness, but just kind of that geeky shyness thing. Huh?
Vulnerability.
The vulnerability, yeah, to me, is attractive. Not super vulnerable, but showing a little bit of, like, I'm sorry, but I just didn't know what else to say to you, works better than...
Yeah,
you know,
coming on aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
yeah,
like you two are kind of the one that would fall for the bar line. How much does a polar bear weigh?
Yeah.
Come on. To break the ice. How you doing? My
But see, I would like that, but we like cheesy stuff. But
right.
Not all girls like that, and,
yeah,
and we,
yeah,
admit that.
Right.
So you take your chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
With using your cheesy pickup line. That's a good one, though. I like that. All right. So.
Oh, another thing. Not to overcompliment in the first few messages. You know, they would compliment your hair, your eyes, your whatever, your chest, if I get that. Try not to overcompliment. Once you've gotten to a few messages, I don't think it's necessarily bad to say, you know, I think you're really attractive. But watch how you word it. Try not to be too aggressive and try not to be... Yeah, thank you.
I also assume you'd rather get compliments about the personality.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I've had people who complimented me on my eyes simply because the way that I take my pictures, they look very blue in my pictures. And then I, you know, I got so many compliments on it, and that's kind of fine. I'd rather you, you know, compliment my eyes than here. But I got to the point where I got so many compliments on my blue eyes that I actually put a line, things people notice about me, and I put on my OkCupid, and I put, guys notice my eyes right off. I don't know if they're pretty or because I can shoot lasers out of them. You know, so I thought I'd make it, you know, kind of a joke out of it, but yeah.
I'll just ask the same thing with people like this one guy, he messaged me, and he's like, your eyes are hauntingly beautiful and terrifying.
They're
like,
okay.
Right, right. Where are you going with this?
Exactly.
Right. Don't be negative. This is kind of hard for some people to do. You definitely, when you're first talking to someone, you don't want to spill your whole life story to them.
My dog just died, and I really need to get off the horse again.
I couldn't afford my meds this week, so I'm a little bipolar today.
But yeah, I mean, so you try to be positive. Text speak. Do not use text speak ever. This is a huge thing with all the women, single women that I know,
well,
and the single men.
I think
that
you pay
I
attention to the age group you're talking to, because I think if you're under a certain age, I'd say maybe under 25, 20, text speak is just how you speak, and it's appropriate, and you guys don't even think twice about it. But then you have somebody that's as old as us, and we're just like, excuse me, you can't take the time to spell out a simple 3-letter word.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think even, like, I'm 15, I'm still in high school, like, a lot of kids...
I definitely have to watch my mouth.
No, you're fine.
Down
here.
Okay.
But, like, even because I consider myself very intelligent and very well-read, I'll use, like, LOL or...
Oh, I do that.
TBH, ironically.
No, no, I have...
Make a joke out.
We're talking whole sentences that don't have complete words spelled out.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. I say laugh out. I use LOL all the time.
Yes, we do.
I have vision issues, and I play online games. Things like R,
that seems counterproductive.
any single letters that represent a word screw me up. I can't read the sentence.
Oh.
It takes me several minutes of sitting there rereading.
You definitely can't do text speak.
No, I have the opposite problem. I have already got the entire thing.
I just can't help myself. I have to put proper punctuation. I'm a grammar Nazi when I text. Yeah, I think too. You look at their profile and you can kind of tell what they how short on time they are in the world.
And I know for a lot of the people that we know, they do kind of judge on spelling and grammar.
Yeah.
I try not to do that because I know people, like my mother has a head injury, and so her spelling and grammar is atrocious, and, you know, I would never, ever say anything to her about it. And some people, my son has a learning disability. I would never, ever degrade someone for that or judge them for that. But if you can do get away from text speak, definitely do stay away from text speak. Don't give your phone number right away. I've got messages before where someone wants to talk on the phone right away. I understand that hearing someone's voice and talking on the phone is you can get to know someone easier, and it's sometimes easier to talk. That's
makes
more
me
of a safety. I think more of a safety concern than anything. You know nothing about this person. You're taking a risk.
Give it a day or two at least of good, solid communication. A couple emails, you know, a few emails for a day or two back and forth. And then you feel comfortable and be like, hey, you know what? I'm getting tired of typing. Can I just give you my number? Then it's pretty okay. I mean, there have been some times when I will talk to a guy for a long, long time. I don't want your number and I don't want you having mine. But then there are times when it's after a day or so, I'm like, you know what? We're getting along so well. We could speed our conversations up if we just talk on voice or whatever. So it's like it's kind of a personal thing. But right off the bat, do not give out your phone number. Yes.
And alternatives to phone number could be Skype.
I mean, Skype is good. Yeah. I was on a British dating site just for the fun of it. And that's how I talk to the guys. And people are like, why'd you go to a British site? Because I love the way British boys talk. And I just wanted to hear them talk. And so we could Skype. And I used to Skype with them all the time. Yeah. I loved it. I got more British boys than American.
So yeah, that's a good point bringing that up.
Yeah, Skype is awesome.
Be prepared to chat for a little while before you suggest meeting. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely like to chat for at least a week before I decide to meet someone.
Super time.
But I mean, if you're really making a connection and you feel safe, again, this is your own comfort level. Of course, you want to make sure you go somewhere neutral and all those things. But
unless he has a brown pinstripe suit and a legitimate large blue box, then I'm yours within 24 hours. But kidding.
That's just the same thing. It's kind of a safety issue. So, bring up common likes. Again, that's something when I look over profile, I make sure to see what we have in common. Again, be it music or what have you. And bring that up in conversation. And I'll go back as we're chatting with someone, and I'll go back in and keep reading their profile just so I can bring up different things, especially if they're having trouble communicating. If they're not interested, that's a possibility that they're not, but also sometimes people just don't know what to say. And so if you're asking questions, that kind of gives them a chance.
Forces them to talk back to you.
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't get a message back, this is a big one
in our group. All the boys get so hurt over this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Some people are not comfortable saying, I'm not interested. And that's fine. If you're one of those people that someone messages you and you say you're not interested, that's fine if you want to do that. The guys in our group said they would like to hear back and say why you're not interested. I don't know about you, but I don't want someone telling me, I don't want to date you because, I think you're ugly or whatever they have to say. I don't want to hear that, but some of the guys in our group said they do.
They want to know exactly why. Yeah.
But if someone doesn't message you back, give it a week, and if you're really interested in looking for a good match, try again. If they don't respond, then it's pretty clear that they're not interested.
Please stop trying to message them every 5 minutes.
I had to block someone recently because they continued to message me.
I had to call the cops on one.
Oh.
That young guy who just would come back every few months and just would not, no matter how mean, and I was vicious to him to the point, I just got to the point I was downright vicious to him. And he still would come back like, I'm telling you we're a good match. I'm like, dude, you are like 25 years younger than me. No. And he just wouldn't take it. I finally had to threaten to call the cops and block him.
Yeah.
Which was not fun. I don't like being mean like that.
I tend to try to respond and just, I try to be very nice and respond. I don't say why I'm not interested, but I try to respond. I don't always do that. I will admit to it, but I try to. I especially respond when they're way younger than me and say, I'm sorry,
I'm not interested. Yeah.
But definitely,
we our age, we attract very young boys, unfortunately.
For some reason. Let's see. And don't argue with them. That's another one. We've gotten people that want to argue with you, and you don't want to.
That doesn't make me like you anymore.
Yeah.
We aren't even dating, and you're already arguing with me like a married couple. Not a good sign.
Right, right. And I'll be very quick to block someone for that.
There's a difference between arguing and poking fun, though.
When you're trying to say thanks but no thanks, and they just keep coming back at you. That's what we're talking about, when you just will not drop it. I'm not interested. Please go away before I get really mean.
And I don't like to block people because I think if people get so many blocks, then they get kicked off the site. And I don't know that for sure, but I think that's true for OkCupid. So, I try to get rid of them. But if they continue, I will definitely block people. Rejection. Don't take it personally.
Who on earth are you?
This is a hard one. Even at my age, this is a hard thing. I was flirting with someone recently, and they were flirting back, and so I thought, and I was completely wrong. And I did not take it personal. It hurt the ego a little bit, but I was able to say, okay, whatever, there's a reason for it, and just kind of moved on. So definitely don't take it personally, because everyone has their own idea of who or what they're interested in, so... and that one's even at my age, it's a struggle. Texting. You want to be courteous of their time. If they don't text back right away, again, don't barrage them. Give them time to respond. if you've got a conversation going and they're kind of responding back and forth, then kind of just go at their pace and see how it's going.
Short on time now.
Oh, we are?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we move along.
Get to creeping, because that's important.
Oh, okay. Well, let's
especially for like
calls. And when you are texting, make sure at the end of the night, if you're done for the night, to say good night, you know, or talk to you tomorrow or something like that. Let's see. Oh, creeping. Okay. Online. you don't want to keep checking someone's profile over and over and not saying anything.
Because we know you're doing that, and
on
that gets creepy.
Yes. On OkCupid, you can tell when people visit your profile. When someone's doing that over and over again, if I'm interested in them, then I might throw out a message. But if not, then you know, it makes you a little leery. Let's see. We already covered don't send any inappropriate messages.
There's somebody after us. We can keep talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah, there's somebody at 5.
Okay. Five.
Yeah. Don't go trying to find them on Facebook and friend them. That.
Has anybody ever done that?
Yeah.
You see somebody you like and you go find them on Facebook?
I don't use Facebook, but I have looked up profiles from
there. So, I mean, I've done that, and that's okay because they don't have to know you do it, but when it's someone that I've rejected on a site and then suddenly I have a friend request from them, then that's a little kind of creepy. You know, I mean, no one's going to know you check their site, I don't think. so check away, because I'm a stalker too.
Oh, we got 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
We share the same brain, so you know.
again with creeping. Don't want to give out your number again. Safety issue. You definitely. That's just common sense kind of things. But I think some people. I've had people give out their number right away, like the first message. Hey,
oh yeah, the first one. Hey, give me a call. I don't know you.
And again, when you want to meet someone, if you're going to meet someone, you want to make sure that it's in a neutral, neutral public place for your own safety. We suggest, and we did some research on this too, coffee dates. Like, people tend to want to do movies. You can't talk in a movie. It's very hard to get to know someone in a movie. Restaurants, like dinner or lunch or whatever, is good. But a coffee date is great because if you are not interested, it can be very short and quick, and you can get away very quickly.
When you plan out big nights that will require, you know, like a dinner, it's required at least an hour of your time. If you walk in, you think everything's wonderful, and you walk in, you sit down, and they're not really who you thought you were getting involved with, now you're committed to appetizers, dinner, drinks afterwards. Whereas coffee, depending on how fast you can blow that stuff off and gulp it down, like, oh, I gotta go.
And if you're on a coffee date and you find that you're really liking that person, then you have the option of saying, hey, would you like to maybe
go grab something to eat?
Like to go grab something to eat.
It's a little more of an open commitment where you can have plans for all the wonderful things you're gonna do all day long for the next 72 hours. They don't have to know you have all those plans, and so if everything's going good, then you can continue on. But dinner is a little too much of a commitment if you really don't know that you really like this person a whole lot.
And dinner is a bigger financial commitment than coffee.
Yeah.
Definitely when you're doing coffee, it's not going to cost you as much.
Well, I don't know. Have you gotten a latte lately?
Oh, yeah, that's right. don't stare at one body part the whole time. This happens a lot, and I don't know if this happens to men, but I know it happens.
Men, do you have a problem with women not looking you in the eyes? Do you?
Okay. Okay. I get this a lot, and it's a big pet peeve. As you hear, it's okay if you notice, because.
Well, and I think some guys are like, well, if you don't want me to look you all up and down, then don't dress like that. Well, let me tell you what. I try to buy a t-shirt. They don't make t-shirts with the necklines for women up here anymore. They don't. You cannot get them like that and have the girl cut. I can buy boy t-shirts, but I can't. Girls, nowadays, the style is they cut everything down. I can't not. And even when I wear a tank top underneath, they're V-neck tank tops. I don't know what to do.
Well, even if I'm wearing a corset, my eyes are still here. You should be talking
to
my
Well, you should
face.
Be, but...
It's one thing to notice. It's another thing to notice the entire time. My respect for you is going to go down completely when... And I'm going to think that's all you're interested in, basically, if you're just talking to my breath.
Pretty much.
This, don't stand too close. This is something that is more for...
when you're in like a con situation or like more of a standing up situation.
Right. And this is women can feel threatened very quickly by a man in close proximity. Sometimes people do not realize that they are invading their space. And some people like their space. So if you're going to talk to someone, kind of stand away a little bit or kind of stand to the side. Women feel less threatened when you're kind of to the side than the right in your face. And I think that...
There's like a whole body language thing that we've... And I've read up on it because I study psychology and stuff. That men will tend to, when they're talking to people, but especially other men, they want to stand toe-to-toe. It's kind of a male thing. It goes back to the days of, you know, asserting your dominance over the other male and this and that. Men, you know, they're very straightforward. It's also kind of a body language, like, I'm a straightforward, no-nonsense guy. You know, we're going to talk and do that. And that's fine for guys because, guy, you know, you got two guys. They're both going to, we're going to do business together. Women aren't like that. We get very threatened. It's very threatening for us, whether we realize it or not, that just that posture is kind of intimidating. So, yes, if you just put a little bit of like a 30-degree angle or so away, don't stand toe-to-toe, it makes us a little bit more at ease.
Right. Now, if you're in, like, sometimes, like if you're in the beer room tonight, it's a little loud and you have trouble hearing, you can lean in, but kind of try to be at the side.
If you're leaning in and you're talking and she's doing this, back off.
Or she's backing away.
Because if I want to hear what you say, oh, believe me, I'll put my ear next to your... I'll put my mouth next to your ear next to my mouth, whatever. I will make sure I hear you if I care to hear what you have to say. If you're freaking me out and I just keep like, yeah, that's nice, I don't want to hear what you have to say. Quit coming closer to me.
And that's kind of bringing up the next part of it. You don't want to hover and say nothing.
This creeps me out.
Yes, yes. And with shy people, sometimes it's very hard to interject yourself into a conversation, especially when you first walk up.
But the three-second rule.
Yes.
The three-second rule. If you're shy, adopt the three-second rule.
There you go.
Which is if you think about something, before you give yourself time to talk yourself out of it, give yourself 3 seconds. And just whatever, just within 3 seconds, even if you have to, my son even says this, I will literally count to 3, 1, 2, 3, and then I just make myself say whatever comes out of my mouth. It may be the dumbest thing that ever came out of your mouth, but at least you said something, and that's a start.
And they say that when approaching people, too.
Yes.
Don't
if you wait
more
than
3 seconds,
you'll talk yourself out of it.
Right. Do not touch unprovoked. We hear this happening a lot at cons, and this goes for anywhere in public. You just, especially again for women, it's very easy to feel threatened when someone is touching you when you don't know them. Don't do that. let's see. Once you've initiated friendly conversation and you can kind of get a feel that they're comfortable with you, it's okay for like a light brush on the arm or something like that, to kind of get them know that you're interested.
And sometimes that's how you engage if you're not totally sure if they're interested. And we do this. Sometimes once you're kind of going, you're like, oh, you're funny. If I touch you, if you're interested, you automatically want to touch me back somehow. And it will happen. That's how you can kind of tell, I'm not sure if they like me. Just find, not like creepy way, but just kind of be like, oh, you're so funny like that. And if they come back and touch you back, that's an unconscious sign that they are interested too. They're returning, they're reciprocating your affection, and it shows attention psychologically.
Right. be aware if the conversation is dying. If you're talking to someone and you can kind of tell that they're looking around or they're not responding back or what have you, more than likely they are not.
They're
interested.
On their phone like this.
So you don't want to force it. Probably the best way to be at that point would be to exit.
Because if you're talking to me and I suddenly like this, I'm texting Alicia going, please come save me. Please come save me. Please come save me now.
So at that point, you know, you can kind of say, you know, it's nice talking to you, hope to see you around, or some other way to exit politely.
There are times when I'll do that. I can do two things at once. If I'm genuinely interested, and I do, I'm married to my phone, and I do this where I, when I'm talking, when I'm on my phone and you're trying to talk to me and I am interested, I don't want you to think I'm not, I'll be like, you know, go ahead and keep talking. I just have to answer this email real quick or not email, but because I'm a photographer, I get people messaging me all the time and I, you know, have to respond back to them or my business partner. I'm like, I'm sorry, keep talking. I'm listening, but I got to text my partner back real quick. I will make a point of telling you, I am really listening. Don't think I'm ignoring you. I really, because I don't want you to try to go, okay, fine, and walk off. Because if I want you to stay there, I want you to stay there. And I'm going to try to ignore my phone. But if I can't, yes, make a point of saying, I'm sorry, I am listening, but I have to. I don't want you to stop talking. The magic, I don't want it to go away. So keep talking, and I'm going to, answer my thing.
I have ADD, so for me, a lot of times, I get things throwing my concentration off really quickly. And so I try to watch myself, too. And if I catch myself doing it, I apologize and try to pick up from there. I'm going to very quickly mention some places to meet fellow geeks, and then if we have time, we'll go over the rest of it.
I have a part two.
Geek Trivia Night, they have that at Stacked on Tuesdays. Used to be at Barbarella. It's really fun if you enjoy trivia, and it's specific for geeks. They have a Facebook page, and you can go and join their group, and they will list their
activities, their meetups, their
The categories
for Barbarella.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but it's at Stack now instead of Barbarella.
Oh, okay.
First Friday nights. I didn't get to go to the Doctor Who.
I went to the Doctor Who one, yeah.
They have First Friday nights. It's the first Friday of the month.
Yeah, if you're not aware of First Fridays at Science Center, they all have themes. It's always the first Friday of the month, hence the name First Friday. And they do, I mean, just go on the St. Louis Science Center website and look up what their list is. I mean, they have every category you can imagine. They've done Superhero Night, they've done Star Trek, Doctor Who,
Battle Stars in December.
You never know, and it is a lot of fun. They always have lots of activities, and
there's
all ages. It's like a family event, and it's always fun.
The St. Louis Nerdy Girls is a meetup group, and it's not particularly a singles group, but it is a good way to, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of go
meet
in
people
and meet
and
people.
Get used to, it's not so much the pressure of dating as much as getting used to, especially if you have a hard time being with people, talking to people, if you're super introverted. It's a good way to work on your personal communication skills and not feel that pressure of, I'm in a place where I'm single and everyone else is single and I'm supposed to be impressive. You can still be in the geeky thing and work on your personal skills a little bit more.
And it's a great place to network, too, because you never know. You might meet someone and they might be married and they go, I have a friend who's single who'd be perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no idea. I recently joined the St. Louis Sci-Fi and Fantasy Fans meetup group.
I think I saw they have a table out there.
Yeah, they have a table out there, and they have a panel tomorrow. I've not been to an event yet. I've just been busy. But they're not a singles group, but again, network. And there is some board game meetup groups that I also joined I haven't been able to do yet. But again, another way to meet people and to network. Of course, cons. We all know that you're going to meet fellow geeks at a con, so there's that. CalaCon is in February.
Yes. No, March.
March.
So
okay.
March this year.
And when's Wizard World? Is it also March?
Is it April?
Is it
it's usually April.
Okay.
Oh, it's
really?
May
even.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm thinking CalaCon is like the beginning of March. I want to say like 6th and 8th or something like that,
if I remember right.
But, yeah, CalaCon, if you're a younger persuasion, CalaCon, we found last year, if you've not been there, tends
flyers.
To draw more younger crowd.
Yeah,
than,
we had fun still, but it was
did.
definitely
much
a
younger
15
crowd.
To 20
a much more
crowd.
Family
yeah.
type was, of thing.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And although it is not an anime con, it does, because of the younger crowd, does have a lot of the manga and anime people, so that's your thing. CalaCon is the place to be.
And again, we have our Facebook group. It is the St. Louis Sci-Fi Fantasy Fans. Fantasy Fans Singles Meetup.
You chose that name and you can't even say it.
I wanted to be certain. We will have flyers all over the hotel eventually. We'll put them out here. I have them in there in my car. I was just running late today, so I apologize for that. But I think we need to wrap it up. Did anyone have any questions before we wrap it up? And sorry, we had so much more to go through.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody wants to be on a podcast, our plan this weekend is we are hoping, because we are going to be hanging out at the DoubleTree, we would like to set up our equipment in the lobby during like downtime in the evening, and we're hoping to just do like a random podcast where if anybody walks by, you just sit down and talk to us. So if anybody wants to come have fun and be on the mic big time and talk about, you know, Archon and what's going on and your costumes and stuff, come find us at the DoubleTree, and if I have the computer going, then come bring your friends and be on our podcast. Yeah. We tend to do drunken podcasts. I know it's not age appropriate, but we do every once in a while.
At cons.
Only at cons.
And no, they are, once we did at my house.
We did. And they tend to be very funny because we have subjects. We never stay on the subjects, but they are usually our best ones because they're just hilarious.
They're a lot of fun.
Geeks getting together with snacks and
And we have a Facebook group, our Facebook page for our podcast, Oh for the Love of Geeks.
So you can check that out. If you can't find that long address for the singles group, come find Oh for the Love of Geeks podcast, and then you can find the group from there.
Right.
So anyways, anybody have any questions? We have just like a minute or two left if you have any questions. Yes?
For younger kids, I know, because in high school, like, you have dances and stuff. Like, I actually have my homecoming tomorrow, and I'm not going because I...
Do you go to Everidge, though?
Yeah.
My son does, too.
Oh, really?
Cameron... Gosling, do you know him?
Not familiar, but, like, dances especially because...
I probably shouldn't have given my last name on the podcast, but anyway.
A lot of guys in high school especially are very under the assumption of expecting things. And it's really hard, especially when you're going to dance. And, like, I chose not to go this year, which is horrible, but it's because you're at these dances, and the thing that happens at clubs and stuff where people just... that they can grab you and touch you and stuff.
That's not just young people. We get that in the cons, too. It's a big problem.
Yeah, and I don't know, but it's hard because you want to know someone's personality, but they're just so based on your looks, and especially if you're a girl who has a bigger chest or whatever. It's really difficult. But just any, like, tips for high school kids.
That's hard.
We have got to. I mean, I hate to. And I don't want to assume it's the boys, but a lot of times it is the boys that get handsy. Believe me, my son is 15. He's not handsy, but if he were, I personally, as a mother, would not have a problem if he were to get handsy with a girl. If she were to smack his hand,
I would
not stop her.
If a guy ever.
You have every right to deck him and you will not be grounded. That's exactly it.
You have every right to assert yourself.
I know that the school will probably, you know, suspend you for 3 days. I get that. But as a parent,
don't
let them get away with that. Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
And then the girl can deck you, and then we'll deck you again.
And I think if you have to assert yourself once, people are going to know that you did that, and they're not going to take that bullshit from you anymore. They are going to know that you will not take being disrespected.
Do not ever feel that they have any right. They should not feel they have a right to do that, and they don't.
Right.
I don't care how old you are. No guy has a right to put his hands on you in any way, shape, or form, or speak to you in an inappropriate manner, especially when you show him, I don't like how you're talking to me. They need to stop. I mean, like I said, my son's in Edwardsville, and I know they have, like, a no-tolerance rule on hands-on, but as a parent, if they had a problem with your daughter decking somebody, I could see going and saying, that's totally fine, but, you know, you need to have your chaperones paying a little closer attention and stop this.
Yeah.
So don't feel afraid to deck a boy. That's my advice.
Remove yourself from the situation.
I'm not
without turning
violent. And immediately go tell someone, hey.
Exactly.
Then it doesn't leave bruises and
it puts one. That's a good, yeah. And definitely do not ever, this is a problem too, whether you're a boy or a girl, if someone touches you inappropriately, do not ever feel afraid to go say something and tell someone.
Yes.
Definitely. Whether it's, you know, and my son gets bullied a lot, and he's, I said, well, did you tell somebody? No, because they won't do anything. Here's the deal. You go tell someone. And when they don't do anything, you come tell me, I told someone and they didn't do anything. Then all heck is going to break loose at that school.
For every one person who you tell who won't do, who won't say something, two people will. They'll go and take care of it.
Yes. So always speak up. Make a big, I mean, even if you have to scream over the, hey, stop touching my whatever, and be as loud and bring as much attention. That will, especially a teenage boy, will embarrass them to no end. Because
right.
You just rejected them so loudly in front of the entire school. That's probably your best bet than to deck them.
Yeah.
But if they still touch you, then you deck them.
If you have more questions, though, feel free to contact one of us.
Absolutely.
We're running out of time. I just don't want to cut into the next thing.
Panel,
but
yeah.
We'd be more than happy to answer any questions
you have.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming. We appreciate that you guys all came.
And we'll see
you
guys around.
Learned something, and if you did not learn something, we hope you still enjoyed yourself. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And look for the flyers. I have some CalCon flyers here if anyone's interested in CalCon. And look for the flyers in the hotel and out and about. Or I will have some cards and some flyers with me tonight. If you see me, feel free to come up to me and ask me for one. So,
all right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to suggest a topic for the show, have feedback about the episode, or would like to be considered as a guest, you can email us at loveofgeekspodcast@gmail.com. If you are a single geek over the age of 18 and live in the St. Louis or surrounding areas, you can join our singles group by searching St. Louis Sci-Fi and Fantasy Singles Group on Facebook. As always, the music was provided by Houdini Roadshow. Hear more great music from them by going to their website at www.houdini-roadshow.com or go like them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Houdini Roadshow. Our parting words for this week are this. If you ever find yourself in a difficult situation and don't know what to do, just ask yourself one simple question. What would John Barrowman do?